Welcome back, because this one is all about a proper rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, Jungle Warfare style. If you've ever heard a drum and bass room shout, run it back, you already know the power we're chasing here. A rewind is not just a flashy DJ trick. In the right hands, it becomes a tension weapon. It resets the room, it makes the drop feel bigger the second time, and it gives your track that live, performance-ready energy that really hits in a club. In this lesson, we're building that moment from session view into arrangement view using only stock Ableton tools. The goal is to create a rewind blueprint that feels musical, controlled, and heavy. Not random, not overdone. Just that perfect point where the groove says, wait a second, the room leans in, and then everything slams back with more pressure than before. Let's start with the mindset. A rewind works best when it's built around a phrase, not just an effect. So before you start throwing delay and reverb everywhere, make sure the music actually gives the rewind something to grab onto. You need a clear last hit, a strong ending, and a rhythm the listener can follow even when the energy drops out. In DnB, that usually means working in 16-bar or 32-bar blocks, because the genre already speaks in those clean structural chunks. So, in session view, set up a simple layout. Keep it tight and organized. You want separate tracks for drums, breaks, bass, atmosphere or FX, and maybe a vocal or stab layer if you're using one. Don't overcrowd it. The rewind moment is about control, and control gets messy fast if too many clips are fighting for space. On the drum side, use a drum loop or break that has personality. A chopped amen, a think break, or a solid program DnB pattern all work well. What matters is that the groove has identity. You want the listener to miss it when it disappears. That means strong snares, clear ghost notes, and enough swing or movement that the stop feels dramatic. Now build a bass phrase that can be pulled back. This is important. Your bass needs a memorable ending. It could be the Reese pattern, a sub stab, a Euro-style growl, or a simple vocal or synth tag. The last hit should feel short and sharp, not washed out. If the note trails on too long, the rewind loses its punch. A good trick is to think of the bass phrase like something the crowd can point to. The end of the phrase should feel like a destination. Then when you rewind, it's like you're snatching that destination away and making everyone want it again. For the bass sound itself, keep the sub clean and mono. That's huge. Use operator, wavable, or resampled audio, but keep the low end controlled. Then add movement with filter automation, detune, or a little saturation. A simple setup works really well here. You can start the filter more closed in the breakdown, then open it up on the drop. A saturator with a few dB of drive can help the bass feel denser without turning it into mush. And if you're using a wider upper bass layer, widen that layer only. Keep the sublock down. Now let's design the rewind gesture itself. This is where people often overthink it. The rewind is not one single plugin. It's timing, silence, filtering, and a little bit of controlled chaos. Set up a return track or an FX chain with auto filter, echo or delay, reverb, and utility. The idea is to create a suction-like pull, not a cloudy wash. So keep the echo feedback fairly low, maybe around 15 to 30%. Keep the reverb short enough that it adds tension without smearing the groove. And then use auto filter to sweep the tone downward over one or two bars. That downward sweep is one of the easiest ways to make the moment feel like it's being dragged backward. Utility is great here, because you can automate the gain down as the stop approaches. That small volume pull can make the whole thing feel like it's getting yanked out of the room. If you want a more literal rewind feeling, take the final stab, vocal tag, or bass hit and reverse it in arrangement view. Place that reversed audio right before the stop so it acts like a suction gesture. Keep it low in the mix. You don't want it to sound like a big cinematic riser. You want it to feel like the track is folding back on itself. Now, the drums. This is where the stop gets its punch. A rewind moment in drum and bass only works if the drums know how to leave. So automate them out with intention. You might pull the drum bus down by 6 to 12 dB over one beat or two beats. You might spike the reverb on the final snare hit. You might leave even a tiny eighth note of silence before the rewind. That little gap can be massive. Why does this work so well? Because DnB lives on transient clarity. When the drums suddenly vanish, your ear notices immediately. The contrast is the whole game. The room feels the absence, and that absence creates pressure. Before you commit anything to arrangement view, perform the moment in session view first. This is where the DJ tool part really matters. Launch the drop, trigger the final fill, fire the rewind FX, stop the drums, and then reload the drop. Try a few passes. You're not just making a loop. You're testing crowd timing. Set your clip launch quantization intentionally. One bar gives you a musical, controlled feel. Half a bar is tighter and more aggressive. Quarter bar can get wild and jungle-like, but use it carefully because it can start to feel too chaotic if the phrasing isn't clear. Give your scenes names like drop, rewind, and reload so you can move fast without getting lost. And if Live 12 follow actions or scene workflows help you perform it better, use them. But don't let automation replace the human timing. That little bit of manual control is part of what makes the rewind feel alive. Once you've got a take that feels right, record it into arrangement view. This is where the performance becomes part of the track story. Align the rewind to a clean 16-bar or 32-bar phrase. Put the stop just before a major downbeat. Leave a beat of silence if you want the crowd to really feel the pullback. Then re-enter with authority. A strong structure might look like this. First drop, then a short breakdown with filtered drums and bass fragments, then a build, then the rewind gesture, and then the reload. That reload matters. If you just repeat the exact same drop, the rewind feels like a gimmick. But if you change something, now it feels like progression. So on the reload, make a change. Maybe the bass rhythm shifts by one note. Maybe the drums come back with an extra fill. Maybe you add a higher stab layer or a more aggressive reese pass. Maybe you bring in percussion first and let the bass arrive one bar later. That micro build inside the reload gives the listener a second wave of impact. Here's a simple rule. Don't bring everything back at once. If the reload is too full too quickly, the impact disappears. Let one or two elements lead, then layer the rest in over the next bar or two. That keeps the energy climbing instead of exploding and flattening out. Now, a few teacher-style checks before you call it done. First, keep the sub-bass out of the rewind FX. The low end should disappear before the stop. That empty space is part of what makes the reload feel huge. Second, watch the mid-range. A lot of rewind effects get messy in the 300Hz to 2kHz zone. That's where things get boxy fast. Use EQ8 to carve space if needed, and keep the FX controlled. Third, make sure the moment is DJ-friendly. Another DJ should be able to hear where the phrase is going. The rewind should leave enough rhythmic clues that the crowd can catch the next downbeat, even if the track gets aggressive. If you want to go a bit deeper, here are a few advanced moves. You can do a double rewind trick, where you pull back briefly, return for a bar, and then fake a second rewind with a reversed stab or tape stop style motion. That works especially well in darker rollers. You can also try an asymmetrical reload, where the drums come back slightly offset, while the bass stays on the grid. That subtle wrongness can feel really fresh on the dance floor. Or go for a micro break reload, where kick and snare return first, and hats and bass come in one bar later. That creates a second impact wave, which is very effective in jungle and heavy DNB. For darker energy, add a little controlled grit with saturator, redux, or a resampled audio pass. Just keep it tasteful. The goal is pressure, not confusion. So to sum it up, the rewind moment is all about contrast, full groove, sudden space, a clear pullback gesture, then a heavier reload. Use session view to test the performance feel. Use arrangement view to lock in the story. Keep the sub clean, the drums readable, and the FX tight. And always remember, in drum and bass, the rewind is not just a trick, it's a crowd control device. Now go build one. Make it 16 bars, make it tight, and make the room want the drop all over again.